Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Let me just open the door and put up my welcome mat and welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here. Of course, on this Sunday, October the 26th, 2014. Yep, it's hard to believe. November starts this week. Fred, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're going to be talking about our sovereign God, and our God is in control of all things. And today we're going to be talking about that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man.
Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, and today we're talking about our sovereign God. Friend, have you ever been stuck in an airport for 24 hours in a city where you can't speak the language 4,000 miles away from home? Well, it happened to somebody, friend of a friend of a friend type of deal, and we can learn from his response. While most of us would find such an inconvenience intolerable, we'll be demanding to see the manager. John saw God's hand in his delay. As he waited out his forced stay, he looked for opportunities to connect with fellow passengers. He happened, quote-unquote, to find some fellow Christians from India, and in talking to them, he heard about a ministry that they were involved with. In fact, because John's interest matched his new friends' ministry, they invited him to India to participate in a short-term project. Now, how often do we experience delays, plans, and redirections, and treat them as intrusions? It could be that God is detouring us so that we can do something different or new for Him. Friend, God can use those inconveniences right here in our lives if we look at them as divine appointments. See, God can turn obstacles into opportunities.
Alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the one He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. friend. We're talking about the sovereignty of God today on this edition of Sunday Worship. Why is being on time so challenging for some of us? Even when we start early, sometimes something gets in our way that just makes us late, right? But here's the good news. God is always on time, friend. I mean, speaking of the arrival of Jesus, Paul said, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son. See, the long-awaited promised Savior came just at the right time. All of this should remind us that the Lord knows, friend. He knows what time is best for us as well. If you're waiting for answered prayer, friend, or the fulfillment of one of His promises, don't give up. I'm reminding you today on this Sunday, the 26th day of October, don't give up. If you think He's forgotten about you, think again. When the fullness of time is right for you, He'll show up, friend, and you'll be amazed by His brilliant timing. God's timing is always perfect.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wonder why. The death watch was over. Buried for
He's 4 days late. He's still on time.
My God is great. When he's 4 days late, he's still on time.
I got a trivia question for you. When is a bird bigger than a mountain? Well, the answer is when the bird is closer than the mountain. See, in reality, the bird is not bigger than the mountain, but it sure looks that way when the feathery fellow is perched on my window ledge and the mountain is far away in the distance. See, sometimes we perceive God this way in relationship to our problems. The troubles facing us seem so huge that they're so close, like a black bird with a beady eye, with a sharp beak, waiting for a smaller animal's wariness to turn into helplessness so it can devour it. And I'll tell you what, at such times, God seems as far away as a distant mountain, and we perceive him as being this, being small and unreachable. But just as a bird is never bigger than a mountain, no problem is ever bigger than God. It's all a matter of changing our perspective. We worship a God who is greater than our greatest problem.
Sinking soul.
Right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you today. Boy, oh boy, crazy busy weekend. Oh yeah, our family went out shopping all day yesterday, just going from this store to that store. Ah, so I normally don't mind crowds, but yesterday was just a little too much. I'm going to get some rest this afternoon, and I pray that it's the same for you. And friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today. You can always catch up with me anytime. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, coming up at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.